it's very hard for us to get the UK work permit, you know, and that was the only thing that I was more concerned about, and I'm very happy that I have it now and I'm here, and it's something that I've always dreamed of, you know, being part of the English football, you know, and been given the opportunity to be here. It will be something that it's going to be with me for the rest of my life, to be honest, you know.
We're used to the Premier League being seen all over the world, yes. And in Scandinavia, where you've been playing in Malmo, and certainly in South Africa, yes. we know Terry Payne well over here, who does a lot of the television coverage over there, and the Premier League is everywhere. Yes. There's a chance for you in South Africa to put the Championship on the map, isn't there, this season?
Yes, it's something that most people have been saying to me, you know. They said I should make sure that I leave a mark. They said I should make sure that I show them what South African football is all about. And I know I have a lot of support back home, and I'm willing to get the same here. And so far I've seen friendly people, you know, they've been supportive.
How have you managed to speak to any of the other South African internationals who ply their trade over here, like Stephen Pienaar, or even older ones like Aaron Mokwena or Lucas Radebe or anyone like that? Because you've got some good role models there to look at.
Yes. When I first got my call-up for the national team, I had a small chat with Stephen Pienaar, you know, because it was the first time I saw him, and he has been someone that the boys in South Africa, grew up wanting to be like, you know, and with what he said about the football life, he didn't actually mention it as the English league, but he said you should be professional outside and inside the football field. So
it's important for you to be a role model.
Yes. So with those words, I knew that wherever he is, he got good people who are looking after him. It was the time where now I started to see that the English football is very good, you know. And from there, it has always been something that I'm dreaming of playing.
How much of a factor has the Cherries manager, Eddie Howe, been? Because he seems to be a manager that players want to play for.
You know, the first time I met the coach, he told me exactly what he wanted to do with me. And I couldn't believe it, you know, because when you see someone and he told you that I wanted to use you, you know, I want you to be part of this group, it's something that actually gives you a boost. It's something that gives you the power to actually show them what you are capable of. And I was very happy to hear those words from him, and he's a good coach. You can see a good coach from a long way. And I think as much as he's young, he got good football brains, and he can make me a better player.
Playing in Scandinavia might be an easier transition for you. Had you come straight from South Africa to England, it might have been more of a culture shock. But actually, a lot of people say Scandinavian football is quite similar to English football in the way it's played. Do you think it's going to be a difficult transition for you? Or do you think you should be close to knowing what to expect?
You know, I had a chat with Dean Ferman.
Right.
Because we played together at the national team. And he told me exactly what to expect with the league here. And, you know, he told me it's physical, and which is similar to what it is in Sweden. And I think the only thing that will be much more difficult, it will be the tempo of the game. You know? It's fast in Scandinavia, but I think with the English, it's actually at another level, you know. And I think that's the only thing I will have to take care of.